Are you utilizing A-B testing in your business? Are you utilizing A-B testing before you even launch your product? And why would you want to? If you haven't done that, you want to listen to this podcast with Justin Chen, co-founder of PicFu, who will talk about several creative ways to utilize A-B testing to grow your business. This is Leron Hirschhorn, host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast, and the podcast is sponsored by Incrementum Digital, where we help established brands go from good to great on platforms like Amazon and Walmart, and hopefully soon we'll be adding more platforms as well. There's lots that's been going on in the Amazon space. I'm going to do another episode where I kind of give an update on a variety of new things that I want to talk about. I'm going to record that this week and hopefully put that out relatively soon, because there's a lot of things I want to talk about that have been going on. But for now, enjoy this podcast with Justin Chen of PicFu. Justin also gave me a code. The code is Mindset, just like the podcast, E-Commerce Mindset. If you want to try your first poll with PicFu, you'll get 50% off. Enjoy the episode and would love to hear your feedback. And if you have any suggestions for a great guest that I should have on the podcast, feel free to reach out to me. Justin was actually referred to me by a listener, and as a result, we have this episode. So feel free to reach out and enjoy this episode.
Okay, so I have Justin Chen with me, co-founder of PicFu. Known Justin in this space for several years, as well as PicFu, but I haven't had an update on what PicFu has been up to in the last several years, and or in the last few years at least, and wanted to bring on Justin to kind of give us an update on what you're seeing in the market, what new tools you've added into PicFu, how it's evolved over the last few years. You know, when I look at your website, I see a bunch of products that were not there, you know, in the past. So welcome to the show. And yeah, I would love to get kind of an update.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So I guess for anyone who's not familiar with PicFu, it's a really easy way to crowdsource consumer insight on kind of any aspect of your product process. We tap into a panel of people across the US, Australia, Canada, the UK, and Germany, with more countries coming, and we pay them to answer your questions. So they could be very simple questions like, which product would you buy? And maybe you put up a couple different product images, whether it's yours against your own variations or yours against your competitors. And our people will vote and then also give you written explanations why, along with demographic information. And this is all very fast, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, typically for a simple poll. And it just empowers you and your team to make better data-driven decisions.
Got it. So I know Amazon, and I want to get into more of you know, some of the things that you see and some of the different things people can test. But
yeah,
I know also Amazon has, you know, over the last couple of years, kind of launched their own experiments. So how does that differ, let's say, from, you know, what I can do on Amazon versus, you know, in manage my experiments versus what I could do, you know, in PicFu?
Yeah, so we definitely see them as complements. And manage your experiments, to recap, is doing live testing on your Amazon listing. And so where we advise people use PicFu as much earlier in the process, even if you're working on creatives that you're going to live test, use PicFu to iterate on them. Because every time you're live testing, you're by definition losing out on some sales, right? Because one of them is not performing as well. So you want to minimize the amount that you're doing that by getting better directional feedback before that. And if you're doing like 10 different variations, you wouldn't want to have to manage your experiment tests so many different variations. So use PicFu, iterate on your variations, validate against the competition, and then you can take the top two maybe, and then run and manage your experiments like that. And I think one mistake we see a lot of customers making is that they optimize their variations against each other too much, and they assume that this is going to win. But at the end of the day, you still need to test it against your top competitors to see if it's going to, you know, actually draw the click. Like maybe you've hit a local maxima and like in your bubble, like, yeah, this is the best one we made. But if it's not standing out because everyone's doing the exact same pattern, like, you know, maybe you should change it up and go in a different direction. So those are all things that you would learn with PicFu, especially because we gather those written responses and they'll actually tell you like, oh, well, you know, this is not standing out, or like yours is blurry or whatever it is. And like, that's qualitative feedback you could actually give to your designer to make adjustments.
Got it. And so is that the most popular test that people run? Is they're testing their main image either against several iterations of their main image, or testing their main image versus competitors' main images?
Yeah, definitely the biggest bucket of use is main images, because I think that's the most obvious use case. That's what we're also well known for. And then, yeah, it kind of breaks down between people iterating on their own variations versus some testing against your competition. I think what's interesting is that we'll see usage of testing against competition, and it's not even necessarily optimizing their main image for a live listing. It's actually vetting if it's a product they should go into. So a lot of our savvier customers, you know, we all have, everyone's got like this long list of like, oh, I should do this product, I should do this product. You're doing all this like keyword research. But if you're not going to win against your competitors on whatever product design you're going to choose and, you know, whatever main image you're going to go to market with, then why should you even invest the money? And so our savvier customers will kind of go down their list and like hypothetically test, okay, do I have a chance here? And maybe they'll play with pricing as well and say like, do I have a chance here? If not, next idea, next idea. And it's a small investment, you know, versus how much you're going to actually spend on the product.
So, okay. And so when you're running that test against, okay, this is the potential main image if I were to launch this product versus another, is that the only thing the user is seeing, right? The main image. They're not considering, obviously, that product has, you know, 2,000 reviews versus this, right? It's just main image against main image. And the idea is that maybe you've differentiated the product in some way, and that's going to draw someone to click in, and you get that insight?
Both ways, actually. So I think first people will test it, just the image, because they want to test if their, you know, product or their branding differentiation is enough. But we've also seen other approaches where they take a screenshot and they you know, modify the ratings, reviews, or the price. We actually built a mock-up tool to do that as well. So you could pop in some ASINs, and then you could also make one for yourself where you can upload the image, put number of reviews and a star rating, and then a price, and then test out hypothetical situations where, okay, well, the incumbents, top two incumbents have 10,000 ratings. I'm going to come in, I've got 10. What price do I need to come in to like make a dent in this market share? And it's really interesting to run a lot of different scenarios like that and actually see, oh, okay, there is an interesting price point. Now I need to see if I can make it as a business, but there's a price point that I could come in and actually claw away some market share. You don't have to win in that scenario. You just have to take away enough to like make a viable business.
Right. And I guess at the same time, then you'd be able to test at what point with a higher review count and maybe a similar price point, you can still get clicks if your main image is better, right? So they have 1,000, you put in, you know, 300, right? Well, and you're at the same price as your main image, good enough to get people to click over. And then you might know the path you need to try to get to in terms of reviews in order to become more viable competitor.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what not enough people consider is that your product is kind of like the total package of your product design, your packaging, your image, your title, your price, and all that kind of stuff. Because like all of those are important factors to getting that click. And maybe if you just have like the best main image, you might even be able to just, and less reviews, you might even be able to go a higher price because like it just looks that much better. Right. And so I think those are things worth testing and exploring, because I think most people just look at price and like, well, I see all the other prices, I got to anchor somewhere around there, or, you know, like, very simplistic views of how to do pricing, or pricing always has to be lower. No, it doesn't have to be lower all the time.
Right.
Or test out combos, right? Like, well, I'm going to do two, whereas they do one, and I'm going to drive like, you know, my average order a little bit higher.
Right. That makes sense. And can you, I'm assuming you can test out other creatives as well. For example, custom images for for ads or video as well?
Yeah. I mean, anything, image, video, audio, text. We do see people testing video. What we recommend when you're doing video is actually testing all the different components. So for example, when we were creating videos, explainer videos for our own website, we would test out voiceover actors. We would test out like theme music, just kind of like break down the components so that when you do a final test, they're not commenting on, just like we were talking about main image, they're not commenting on all these other things. Like, we've already made pretty good decisions about people like this voice actor, people like this theme music, people like the mood board of like the style that we're going after. So a lot of ways to iterate on a video before, like, oh, let's just give them the final cut. And then one other thing is that people don't realize that you can just get open-ended feedback on a single thing. So you don't always have to have two versions of a video. You could just say like, hey, watch this single video. You could rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. Like, what do you like? What do you dislike about it? And people will just kind of riff, you know, kind of open-ended.
Got it. So when you say like testing a single thing, like just the voice actor, are you asking people to comment, like you're showing them the full video, but you're asking them to comment just on the voice actor, or are you uploading only the audio of the voice actor?
Yeah. So in that scenario, I would only upload the audio of the voice actor. So like, we'll go to like one of like voices.com or something, and then we'll get people to read the same script, and then we'll upload like 3 different ones. So like, hey, which voice actor do you like? And just be very specific about, we're only looking for the voice actor, right? Like, the script's the same. You try to hold as many things constant as possible. But then when I was talking about testing just one thing in a poll, you could actually just upload the video. Like, say you're done and you didn't make 3 versions, you just want to get feedback on that one. You could just upload that and say, okay, now just watch this video. Like, what else would you improve about it? What don't you like about it?
Got it. Okay. I see also one of the products on the site is a click test.
Yeah.
So is that sort of like a heat map of where people kind of go to first?
Yeah.
So you can kind of show them like an Amazon page and better understand where they're, or a website page, and then try to understand how, where they go to first, kind of a thing.
Yeah. So it's a heat map like you might have seen for websites, but purely on clicks. And so you could upload an image, which might be a screenshot of your listing page, or it could be your packaging. Like, we've seen this a lot of times where, hey, click on the areas that are, you don't like, that you would like to improve or something like that. We'll see screenshots of search results as well, and then ask people to click the 3 in order that they would be interested in exploring. So there's a lot of interesting ways to do a click test. I think we allow up to like 10 different clicks, and you'll see the order of clicks for every single person. So there's a lot of interesting things you can do with that.
Got it. And I guess a question would be, you know, okay, so I have these tests, and they're kind of done in this, let's say, vacuum, right, of a site. Now, how do I know that sort of translates, or can you validate that translates to similar behavior when somebody is on Amazon? And I guess that's maybe one of the benefits of a live test, is that it's happening in the environment. But
sure.
Do you generally see like when somebody, I guess you would validate it by if you have a winning image on within PicFu, and you then do maybe a manual test or experiments test, which should validate the same information, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to be sure, you could have your existing image and then, you know, manage your experiments, test it against like the new image that you created.
Manually change it, right? Like,
yeah. You could do it that way too, and just look at the performance afterwards. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we've had customers do that. We had a customer, Yes Bar, which is one of those like, you know, protein bars, and we work with them to just do a single test on their main image. So we worked with Daniela over at Mindful Goods, and she made a nice new main image, and we validated it on PicFu, and it was, you know, there's a winner. All they did was change the main image. They agreed not to change anything, and I think it went up by 13% the number of clicks. Wow. So just off that. And the feedback we always hear from our customers is that it definitely correlates enough enough to the point that most of our customers won't even do the manager experiments anymore, just because it's good enough and it's faster. So why sit around for weeks and then just move on to your next thing, right?
Right. And the people being pulled are Amazon Prime customers, right? So that should be kind of within
the... Yeah. So we have targeting. It's U.S. general consumers by default. We have Amazon Prime subscribers as a targeting. We have Walmart.com shoppers. So whatever marketplace you're going onto, you know, we have like Etsy shoppers as well. So I think the behavior is slightly different. Some of the psychology is different when you're shopping on different platforms.
Got it. And then can you drill down further, men, women, and can you do other types of moms, like parents? Yep. Can you do other demographics?
Yeah. So all of those things, a lot of behavioral type stuff. So do you have a dog? Do you drink tea? Do you exercise frequently? Do you take nutritional supplements? And all of these were actually born out of customer requests and kind of like the patterns that we've been seeing around popular Amazon, categories. Obviously pets and nutritional supplements, super popular. So like, you know, we particularly have targeting for those things. And if there's something out there that we don't have, feel free to reach out to our team and then we can try to build it if it's not too niche. Obviously someone had to ask for rodeo attendees once and I would love to, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
It's a little too small.
To find a lot of people who would be able to pull that. So
yeah, exactly.
That's funny. What are, what are some of the most like dramatic and maybe even like surprising things that you've encountered, like, you know, running these tests?
I don't know if it's, maybe I'm dull to it, but I guess I definitely see a lot of consistency to like the results. Like I think after we've seen so many different tests, like we're starting to see a lot of patterns around like what buyers like to see. I think it's just more surprising that things that our customers think are obvious aren't obvious to buyers. And I think that's the main takeaway that I want to get across, is like, you may think you're your target audience and maybe you built it for yourself, but there's still going to be more people out there who you're trying to sell to on Amazon. And I always tell people that to go a little bit broader on their targeting. I think people tend to be too specific in who their buying persona is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if it's a dog product, then you are going for dog people. But if it's a men's product, like, it's not just men, right? Like a lot of times we know that women buy stuff for men. And so like, it does need to kind of appeal to both sides. So I think a lot of times people tend to hyper-target thinking like, oh, no. Like this persona is exactly who's going to buy it. Well,
right.
Maybe that's your ideal user, not necessarily the buyer. And then you're also excluding a lot of other people. So, you know, I know we offer a lot of the targeting, but, you know, most people would be better off with something a little bit more general. Because, I mean, Amazon, like everyone... It's surprising who buys what, right? Like there's so many weird products. We're all buying weird things privately. So don't exclude anyone. And then to the other point about not knowing, one of my favorite tests is when people put up their image and just do a single thing and say like, what do you think this is? And maybe it's just like product by itself, or maybe it's like the packaging. And I think Daniela turned us on to this one because she was working with a client. And the client was like super stubborn about like, no, my packaging's fine. She's like, no, I'm going to put it on PickFu. I'm going to ask them what they think it is. No one could tell like what it was. And it's just a really fun test, because especially if you're working with a client that thinks that like, no, this is so obvious. Like this is what it is. Like,
right.
It's a great test because everyone will be like throwing out all kinds of ideas. And like, maybe this is why no one's clicking on it, because they can't tell like what it is.
So we all have biases that we come in with.
Exactly. Especially when you've been designing the product and like you're just so close to it.
Right. You're emotionally tied, tied to it. So it's good to get an unbiased opinion of what it is. Wanted to ask you about AI. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you think that's, you know, what is that maybe allowing you to do that you couldn't do before?
Sure.
And then, you know, talk also a little bit about, you know, maybe how things might change. But are you utilizing any sort of AI within the testing?
So right now we're using it on the mainly on the back end. So as a kind of an AI research assistant for you. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's been difficult is if you do 50, 100, 200, 500 responses, that's a lot of written feedback.
Right.
And we've had some more data-minded customers will go through and kind of like pull out trends manually. They'll download to a spreadsheet, like great, but super time consuming. But this is what AI is actually really good at. So what we'll do is we'll feed all those responses into the AI, and then we'll have it write summaries. You could ask for like the trends or like, hey, what are the top five issues that are being surfaced here? And so we have like a ChatGPT style prompt that basically you're just asking about your results, which is kind of cool. So maybe you had it, your poll is about copy or something, and you'd be like, hey, well, based off everyone's feedback, can you rewrite the copy or whatever it is? So there's a lot of cool things you could do with it. We do like sentiment, likes and dislikes using AI. A lot more things on the horizon that we want to do with AI. I think it's always important to pair actual consumer feedback with any AI generation. So I know the AI generation is really popular right now.
Right.
You know, people doing product designs and obviously marketing creatives. But at the end of the day, like it's still for now a human buying the product. So like you still want to get some human feedback on it. There might be a world where AI could be used to do some judging of the creatives, but I think it always has to be tuned and
Maybe
validated against actual humans.
Right. I'm actually an advisor to a company called Genius AI that helps people create images for creatives for like Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
They also connect to their Facebook account. So they have a lot of data on audiences and what they click on. And so do like a predictive rate, et cetera, and it understands, you know, how this audience might look at something versus, you know, another audience. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I could see that, you know, that if you connected to Amazon accounts, right, and then aggregated what people tend to click on and find those patterns, then, you know, you can potentially predict the likelihood, you know, the click-through rate or whatever of an image on Amazon or a video on Amazon. And so that's kind of cool. And also like it's very possible, and I think probable, that Amazon will likely have some kind of shopping assistant.
Maybe
the search will still be the same search, but maybe there'll be a shopping assistant that
for sure
says, you know, find me TVs that are 50 inches plus, that have at least 500 five-star reviews, that are from major US brands, right? Or something. And you're going to get this kind of like results that are maybe comparing, and that the search results might look totally, totally different. Which, you know, again, you may end up needing to do also more testing and how your product shows up against these competitors, et cetera, as the search results get different, because I think that's what's likely going to happen on Amazon. Walmart already, I think, launched or announced the launch of this like shopping assistant.
Oh, nice.
So, but you know, it may be more basic for now, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the landscape changes. And also, I think if that does happen, you may see some shift of some potential Google searches that might now go to Amazon if you're using it more for kind of pre-research before you're ready to buy. You know, as opposed to more bottom, like I'm ready to buy and I kind of know more so what I want. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting as things change. How does PickFu work in terms of pricing? Like it's a credit system. You buy a certain amount of credits for different polls that you can run.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. So it's always pay as you go. Dollar per response is kind of the base rate. So we can go as low as 15. So 15 responses, $15. It goes up with targeting or like complexity of the poll, but you never need a subscription to do it. But if you are a high volume user, as we have a lot of people who are, we have a monthly plans and kind of prepaid volume discounts to kind of, you know, bring those credits down a little bit. So, you know, a lot of the aggregators use us, a lot of large corporate brands use this as well. And so they'll you know, have more products. Typically, if you just have a lot of SKUs and you got to constantly be testing, like that's the people who would take advantage of that.
And one of the things you mentioned to me before we went on was that you felt like people should be testing earlier. And the things that you mentioned that I didn't think about is, you know, you created a brand name, like, well, you don't really know what anyone thinks about that brand name and maybe how it relates to a product. So you can kind of, you can create a mock-up image, right, with the brand and then kind of test that versus others. Or how would you test those things even ahead of, you know, launching a product? And what are those things like, brand name, main image? What would those things be that you test?
Yeah. So, the story I was telling you was, typically a lot of customers come to us because their listings are performing. So they think it's something with their main image. So they'll typically do a main image test of theirs versus their competition. What inevitably happens is the feedback in the responses is commenting more about like the brand name or their packaging or their product design itself, and not necessarily the main image, and which, you know, makes them realize that they should have been testing earlier. So, you know, we've all bought products on Amazon that have like really weird brand names. It doesn't even seem like people are trying sometimes, not to offend anyone, but you know, a lot of these names don't resonate. And so the first thing that we see people do is, say you're doing a home and kitchen brand, you can run a poll that's, you know, I'm starting a home and kitchen brand, which name like resonates with you, and just put the names, you know, you don't need any logos, just like whatever the four things that you're coming up with, and just keep iterating on that until you come up with it. Cool. People think this sounds like a home and kitchen name.
Right.
Then you could do it with the logos. Okay. Like, so this is the name of a home and kitchen brand. Here are a few logos, you know, maybe I crowdsource it off 99 designs, whatever it is. You have a bunch of variations. Now you have something that seems like it's going to resonate. Like it makes sense on a spatula now, right?
Right.
Instead of like some weird tech name on a spatula, it doesn't make any sense. So just following this process, then you could do it with your product design. You could do it with your packaging. You know, hey, this is going to be like a teapot's box. Like, what do you think of the packaging? What do you think of these different types of packaging? And then iterate kind of like on all the different component pieces of the color and the fonts and like all those things, so that by the time you get to the main image, you've directionally like stayed on track. Right. And so that's the whole point, is that we're trying to minimize the amount of rework you're going to have to do all the way at the end. If you're constantly adjusting your navigation throughout the product cycle, and it could be as low as 15 responses, right? Like that's why we're trying to enable, build this habit of like, okay, well, it's only 15 responses. Like I can keep iterating. I can keep getting feedback. Just get out of your head. That's the main thing. It's like you said earlier, like we're all too emotionally tied. If you're the one doing the designing, you're obviously going to think it's pretty good. Otherwise you wouldn't come up with the design. Right. So you need to ask someone else what they think about it.
Right. And I know you can run polls that are private or public.
Yeah.
And if people do run it publicly, you can also go and kind of see polls and see results and kind of get an idea of what's out there. How do people do that? I know back in the day when I was using PicFu more, before I sold the brand to a competitor, I knew this kind of was like this hack, right? This link. You can go and find those public polls and just have a look and see what was out there. Is that still possible?
So there's two ways right now. So publicly, if you just go to our website, there's an examples, but that's more of a curated list that we try to editorially show like better stuff. I think the problem was like there were a lot of not best practice polls showing up in the gallery, and we didn't want to highlight those.
Right.
The gallery still does exist. If you sign in with an account and you go to our resources section, there was the gallery that will still show you the publicly listed polls. By default, all polls are private, but we do have the option to get like a small discount if you want to make it public. And some people don't mind building in public anyways. Maybe they're going to share it on social. So that's always an option for people who are more cost conscious.
Got it. And then, you can kind of get an idea of what people are running and give you some ideas, right? Like it's pretty good. So definitely encourage people, if anything, right, to go to the website, create a login, and go check out some of those.
We'll get people just sitting there like all day, like paging through, because it's super fascinating, right? Like just looking at all the things.
Right. Especially if you're a marketer, you know, and you kind of want to get an idea of what people are running, and also if your opinion, you know, is sort of the same as the winning opinion, right? Because you probably notice that's not always the case, and that just says more so on why you should be testing. And, you know, I think marketing 101 is right, like A/B testing, but we probably don't do enough of it on Amazon because, you know, it's like it slows you down a little bit, and sometimes it takes more work to create another set of A+ content, or like you want to move fast, you don't want to test 5 brand names, and you know, like we usually entrepreneurs, you kind of want to move fast, you want to get to launch, you want to go as fast as you can, but taking that time makes a lot of sense. And I imagine that's why, you know, the business exists, right? Because people are using this over and over to iterate and get results. And it's pretty amazing. You said you saw a 13% increase in a click.
Yeah, just from like a simple main image tweak.
Just from a main image.
They didn't even like reshoot it or anything, right? It's just modifying the image a little bit until it performed better. And yeah, simple.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, one of the best ways to get improvement without, you know, spending really more money or, you know, lowering your price or whatever, right, is just getting more traffic and conversions. And so if you could do that, then it's going to help all your metrics, your PPC metrics, your organic traffic metrics, your ranking metrics, your like everything is driven through a combination of click-through rate, sales velocity, conversion, right? And those are the things you're trying to kind of iterate for when you're doing A/B testing. So it's worth taking the time. You know, one of the complaints, you know, we've seen around managed experiments is that it's a little bit slow, it's not as fast as you want, right? So like, I think like you said, it's, you know, it's good to use that, but also, you know, I would iterate and pick foo first, a few different images. Then maybe take the top two and, you know, then I can run the managed experiments and see if I validate the same information that I saw within,
that's right.
You know, within PigFoo. Great. So, anything else you wanted to, share that would be useful, or, maybe how can people kind of learn more about, like where to get started, or, you know, I see you run some webinars as well, and have some information on the site.
Yeah, I guess the last interesting use case I would maybe share is if you don't know where to get started, because a lot of times people they want to do something with PigFoo, but like you said, they don't have anything they don't think they have anything to test. You could just do an open-ended poll against your listing, and we kind of call it like a crowdsourced listing audit. And so we have a template for this, but basically the question you would ask is take a look at this Amazon listing, what questions you still have about it, and you just put the link. And what's nice is people will go look at it and they'll say like, oh, is this washable? Is this edible, whatever it is. And maybe you think you're answering it, but maybe it's just not emphasized enough to someone who's scanning the page, right? So a single bullet maybe is not enough. Maybe you need a secondary image that emphasizes it, whatever it is. So a lot of times that can give you some really interesting ideas of like what to focus on. And then you've kind of experienced like the speed and power of PigFoo. So that's always a fun way to try it out.
Just like a open-ended audit of your listing. And that would be considered an open-ended poll essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Open-ended poll. And you could put anything there. You could put a picture of your product and just say like, what do you think of this product? Would you buy it? Would you not buy it? Whatever it is. And even if you don't have anything to compare, like those are good ways to just get started. But yeah, so it's totally free to sign up. Anyone can go to pigfoo.com and create an account. We even have like a free onboarding poll. So like you can experience it like without putting any money into it. So I definitely recommend people give it a try. And we have a very helpful customer success team that could hop on the call and do like strategy sessions with you or help advise how to test like whatever problem that you have.
Yeah, I would think also if you're to kind of add to that, if you're working with, you know, influencers and maybe use a site like maybe Ian's Joint Brands or, you know, some of the other sites out there that you can get like videos for fairly inexpensive amount. You can run, you know, and you want to see maybe which one am I going to use in my, you know, sponsor brand video ad or whatever.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
You can kind of run those against each other and see, you know, how people react to kind of each person's video, you know, and how to leverage that. So see a lot of cases, but yeah, I love the idea of just, let me just put my listing up on Amazon and, you know, let it just be kind of critiqued by consumers and just get some feedback. And there's probably something insightful that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like even if you can get one question that you haven't addressed, like it's going to make an impact on the conversion. It's going to help those metrics that you were talking about to improve your overall rankings in Amazon's eyes.
Right. Excellent. Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the website. Obviously, PickFu, PickFu.com. I'll also share your LinkedIn.
That's the best place. Share,
In the show notes, so you can connect with Justin if you have any questions. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing and kind of highlighting the importance, you know, of what split testing can do for you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.